Time to talk some Oregon baseball off a strong opening set at PK Park last weekend. Took 3 of 4. Pretty quick turnaround. Santa Clara in for 4 starting tomorrow. Always look forward to chatting up the coach. Welcome in George Horton. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
All is well. You've seen a lot of baseball over your time in the game, but last Friday, the big lefty from Denver, David Peterson, 17 strikeouts, wins it 1-0, didn't walk anybody. How special of a performance was that?
Well, you add on top of that, it wasn't like 75 degrees and dry either. It was chilly, and conditions were not perfect for pitching other than making the hitters a little bit uncomfortable probably in the weather. And it was about as good as it gets. His performance and 104 pitches is not a whole lot of pitches to have that many strikeouts in 8 innings. And David wanted to go that last inning, but we thought he had put in a good day's work, and that was enough. And like you said, it was an amazing performance and deemed him National Pitcher of the Week.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. Now, I saw online one of our local TV stations with Kyle Kasser's game-winning homer, a solo shot. So apparently you had some kind of premonition about this?
No, I was saying that tongue-in-cheek that all of us woke up in the morning and said, gee, we're going to win the game 1-0. Kyle Kasser's going to be the guy that hit the home run to win the game, because Kyle's not a guy that hits a whole lot out in batting practice or real games. He's more of a line drive, use the whole field execution type guy, and so that was a tongue in cheek thing. And he had a big weekend. He had two of the game winning hits in the series against Mississippi State.
No, that was an awesome moment. On GoDucks.com, an article about your new pitching coach, Jason Dietrich, from your old stomping ground at Cal State Fullerton. Always had the Titans among the best staffs in the country. And I get it's been 3 weeks, but the numbers tell a pretty great story. What's coach's philosophy that's been working so well through these first 11 games?
Well, I've kind of watched his work. You know, he's not a real guy, a top stepper, as we like to say, where he tries to draw attention to himself. Calling pitches or hey, look at me, I'm giving a lot of signs, or I'm running this pitching staff. And he's a very humble guy. He's a grinder. We call him the snail because he walks around. I didn't think anybody walked around slower than me, but he's tied for walking around slow. And he has really, in the pitchers have endeared him with his ability to communicate, his attention to detail. It's not an accident that our guys are pounding the strike zone like his staffs did at Cal State Fullerton and Irvine. And there's a reason for it. He's very demanding in the details of play and catch, very mechanic-orientated to have a guy not to change his mechanics, but to repeat the mechanics that he's using. And we call him the pitcher whisperer, so to speak. He gets a lot out of his staff and has made a huge impact here in his short time here at University of Oregon.
Talking Duck baseball with Coach Horton. After taking 2 of 3 from that good Mississippi State team, you went one game against UC Davis, and you needed the fourth starter. You got the big guy, Zach Knoll, 6'6" lefty, his first college start. His numbers look good, 1 earned over 5. How did you and Coach Dietrich evaluate his start?
I thought Zach and Isaiah Carranza, who were kind of waiting in the wings, anxious to pitch the weekend before, but rain shortened that weekend, they did a tremendous job of pounding the strike zone. Again, in not perfect conditions, cold and wet, and both those kids being California kids, I thought they threw 3 quality pitches, and they were down in the strike zone and made the other teams swing the bat. And again, I commend our defense for playing quality defense in those conditions behind them. So both of them gave us great efforts. And Zach Knoll, that was his first collegiate win, but I'm sure he's going to win lots of games here at the University of Oregon.
Yeah, you mentioned Isaiah, who came in, and you want to talk about finishing the deal, 1 earned over 4 innings of relief work, and you mentioned he got into trouble in the first inning he was in there, then again, which was the 6th inning, then again in the 7th. So it seemed like he maybe got a little stronger as the game got longer.
Yeah, and, you know, Isaiah's a guy that kind of is struggling with his deception right now. He's been squared up harder than, you know, he wants to or we want him to, and we're working on his secondary pitches and trying to get him a little bit of deception to his fastball. You know, it's amazing because he throws anywhere up to 93 miles an hour, so he sits at 90 and touches 93, but because of his mechanics, he doesn't have a lot of deception. So if he's not in a real good location in the strike zone, hitters tend to square him up pretty good. So Coach Dietrich and him are working hard to try to get that tilt and that deception and hiding the ball so that he can miss the sweet spot of the barrel more frequently. But he's done a good job of throwing strikes, as he always does.
Before the season, we talked about that injury to Jacob Goldfarb and the fact that you were going to give the center field job to Jake Bennett. Plus, not only that, he's batting third. So two pretty important roles. How's he coming along in those roles?
Oh, I think, first of all, he's been fine defensively. That's an amazing story. He went from a guy that was a little bit of a liability in the outfield last year to improving each and every week to where he finished the season as one of our better outfielders, and the fact that he's playing center for us now, and not only playing it, but playing it very, very well, leading the other corner outfielders, his angles, his jumps, maximizing his athleticism. Jake Bennett's one of those guys you love to have in your dugout. He's a hard worker, a very quiet guy, leads by example, and it's fair to say that he's improved his game and both sides of the ball every week that he's been here in our program.
Back at PK Park tomorrow, four with Santa Clara. They've struggled a bit, dropped eight of their first 11. Dan O'Brien is their coach. But despite their record, what kind of challenges do you expect from them this series?
Well, it looks like especially their first two pitchers are extremely tough. The kid Steffens that we'll see tomorrow, they elected. He threw a CG five-hitter. 112 pitches last Friday. We elected to not bring Peterson back one day's shorter rest. They did. So it's on paper, it might be a little bit of a mismatch. Their number one versus our number four, arguably, with Acuna. Maybe our number five, if you count Noel as our number four. And a young man that's got a .77 ERA and is off to a really good start. And so that probably, in essence, might be one of our biggest challenges is cracking their pitching staff. Even though they're 3-8, they haven't given up a lot of runs from their starting pitching. It's been their bullpen that's kind of let them down a little bit. So hopefully we can find a way to crack the starters and get to their bullpen. And if that is an Achilles heel for them, then we can take advantage of that as the series goes along.
Yeah, and a final thought. You mentioned that because of the way the schedule shook out, James Acuna will get the start. And he's a freshman, another one of your big guys. Sometimes I'm not sure if you're building a Pac-12 staff or a frontline scrimmage against Coach Altman. But what could you tell us about him?
Well, James has been very impressive. You know, he's a high three-quarter guy with movement, and he's kind of he's had spectacular outings and pitches that he's thrown, and then he's had some flatness to his one inning. So at Fresno, he threw one inning and then wasn't so spectacular. Didn't give up a lot of runs, but came in the second time in Fresno and gave us three quality innings. And then he had an inning last weekend that we didn't like necessarily. He didn't have great command of all three of his pitches, but got through the inning. So hopefully he's due to have all three pitches and get that ball down and that angle and deception that he's capable of. And certainly we wouldn't be starting him unless we had great confidence in him.
All right. Four at home, PK Park, starting 6 o'clock tomorrow night against Santa Clara. Coach, best of luck. Always appreciate your time, and it's great talking with you.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take it easy.